Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, could someone just call in? Did you see like 10 minutes ago it broke that Bruce Willis was asked to leave a pharmacy for refusing to wear a mask?
God. You have a medical
Block Talk's
condition?
All good.
Sorry.
Yeah, it pharmacy felt being a Hollywood celebrity. Am I right? Okay.
There's like, if you go to page 6, there's a shit ton of celebrities not wearing masks on their vacations.
Yeah, but I mean, this is inside a pharmacy, though. That's a little different. Like, I don't know. Not wearing a mask outside, like on a beach with distances, is different than going into a store. But anyway, is everybody ready? I'm ready.
Yep.
All right. Don't forget to unmute yourselves after the intro. I'm starting now.
Projection live cast.
Go.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection live cast. John Schaffer of Iced Earth is wanted by the FBI for his participation in last week's insurrection. I can't decide which is more likely. Alex Skolnick writing a scathing political hip-hop jam about this situation, or Alex Skolnick calling Iced Earth to apply for their soon-to-be-available guitarist position. Good luck, Alex. We're rooting for you. The Metal Injection live cast starts now.
Oh, thanks, Chuck. Sorry. I missed my cue. But it's only because, Chuck, I want to let you know that Iced Earth is John Schaffer's band. So it's not like if he would quit the band, there would be no band. I just want to let you know that, Chuck.
You were so eager to get through the doors of this podcast, you cut Chuck Landington off.
That's right. I ran through the doors of the podcast like John Schaffer illegally ran through the doors of the Capitol building last week. Allegedly, we don't know 100% for sure, but all signs point to it is him. It's been a wild week in the world of heavy metal and beyond. And we're glad you could be with us here on the Metal Injection live cast.
Now I'm confused. Wasn't he there? Like, isn't that evidence? Wasn't he seen there, photographed?
He was photographed. A person was photographed who looks a lot like him, with matching tattoos, matching earrings, matching hoodie.
He is not confirmed.
But I cannot say 100% it was him. I could say 99% it was him.
I see.
We'll get into it in a moment, but let me just get in a few little messages. Like, if you're listening live, and we are live every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern to about 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and that'd be like 3 Pacific to about 4:30 Pacific, you can give us a call, 213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-943-3688. And, you know, if we say something and you're listening on the archive and you're like, how dare they, send us some feedback at hatemail@metalinjection.net. You can, you know, send a traditional email or record a voice memo or record a video. And we'll play it on the show. So those are the ways you can contact us. And if you want a little extra Metal Injection live cast in your life, plus access to all the video versions of our episodes since we've gone into quarantine, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And for $5 a month, you get access to all of our bonus episodes and all of the video versions of our episodes for the last about a year now, which is crazy to think. And we've been doing 2 a month. At the top of the month, we did a live cast Hall of Fame. We looked back at 2 classic legends in the live cast, I should say live cast meme Hall of Fame. 2 classic characters in the live cast lore, the Iron Sheik and Douglas Levison. And we revisited their classic clips, watched them with fresh eyes, And it was a delight. And we think you will laugh as much as we did creating the episode.
We, Sid and I, had fresh eyes. The two of you had red eyes from smoking weed.
I don't smoke weed anymore.
What do you do? Like mescaline now?
Peyote.
Oh, that's right.
Nice. And we have a new episode coming up later this week. When is it? On Friday. We're going to be posting a roundtable discussion. We watched the 2006 documentary, Get Thrashed, a documentary that we ourselves could have made. We all talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, what we'd do better, funny moments. So you could either watch the documentary first and then watch our review, or not watch the documentary at all and just watch us. You'll get it either way. So that's the plugs. And yeah, let's get to the top story. The biggest story in the last week in the world of heavy metal is also one of the big national and international stories. As a web publisher, I love when that happens. But it's a really weird story. So on Wednesday, there was a protest at the U.S. Capitol while Congress was in session to certify Joe Biden as the next president of the United States of America, the 46th president. And there were protesters who I believe you could say they're Trump supporters, right? Although some on the right will say they were not.
Some of them have abandoned Trump because he did his little cuck speech afterwards. So, like,
at the time, though, they were Trump supporters.
Yeah.
And so there was.
It's debatable. I just like to bring the outsider's perspective.
What's debatable?
I think it's wrong to call them all Trump supporters or to paint them as that.
But they were there to prevent Trump from not having a second term. Well, how would they?
So it's not.
Go ahead.
They were there to create, obviously, some form of terrorism and to break into the Capitol building. But I don't think they were Trump supporters because the Trump supporters were watching Trump speak while all this was happening.
Well, no, Trump spoke,
and then
they did that after speaking.
Yeah, it was an hour after his speech.
I know, but if you follow the story and you follow the timeline, it doesn't really add up.
Well, why would they have to be at the Trump speech, though, if they're the protests were scheduled. So if it doesn't add up, who was there then?
People who are obsessed with Trump want to watch every single moment of Trump. They go there to see him.
Well, isn't that generalizing, though?
Rob, if I may interject, you may have followed the story, but you did not follow it on Parler.
No, I didn't.
Get your shit straight.
So I'm confused. So if it wasn't Trump supporters, who was there?
Well, what do you mean who was there? There is,
like, you're saying I'm not going to generalize and call them Trump supporters. So who was it?
There's speculation that Antifa was there. There's speculation that the people who broke into the Capitol were, like, let in by police officers. So was it the police officers who let them in?
Yes.
The police officers who are also very likely Trump supporters.
Yeah, they agree with the cause.
The best video.
Or police officers who were mismanaged by the people overseeing them, like the mayor of the city.
The best video I saw was, like, this 110-pound British reporter that was like.
Oh, that was so good.
Trying to cover this, and they're like, sir, you can't come in here, sir. And the guy's holding
the door.
He's holding the door open for these, like, Buffalo Wild Wings shift managers to go storming and like piss on everything. But he's not letting the reporter go in. It was fucking the best video to come out of this.
You got to pick your battles, Darren. He's not paying that reporter isn't paying taxes here. That's not his capital.
So there were these photos of these terrorists. Can we call them terror? Is that an acceptable term? A domestic terrorist.
Don't you need these invaders? Don't you need like an actual political aim to have to be a terrorist? I feel like they just went inside and kind of like wandered around and took selfies.
It was a very weird protest because there was all of these people, and this was a plan.
Cosplay guys. There's all sorts of
But the cosplay guys are known QAnon Trump guys. They've been at previous rallies.
I don't know. It's really like a semantic argument. They're bad people. We can agree on that.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're terrorists depends on...
Are you saying there's bad people on both sides, Darren?
No, that side.
Just that side.
Well, the people... If the other side is the ones who are supposed to be keeping them out, then yes, they're bad. There are bad people on both sides.
If
they are terrorists, they are the worst terrorists in the history of
unorganized terrorists. There's hundreds of them, and then I was watching this in real time, and I was I saw the silly Trump speech, the Giuliani speech about trial by fire that was 2 hours ago. Like, they were riling these people up, and there's footage of people walking from the Trump speech to the Capitol building. The guy with the zip ties actually streamed himself live walking from one to the other. Like, that was kind of blowing my mind, is these people, like, what a perfect opportunity, first of all, to wear a mask just to conceal your identity.
Yeah.
Like, you're in one of the most surveilled areas in the world. But no, none of that. Anyway, so there's hundreds of people. And then I just noticed, I'm like, there does not seem to be ample security here. Like, I remember thinking this at like 1 o'clock. Yeah. And I remember not 2 months ago when there were similar protests for Black Lives Matter. When there were similar protests, there was like thousands of, like, the army, like, was called, the National Guard was called, all these people were called. None of these people are here. And then, you know, they very easily stormed the Capitol. They pushed through.
Through the open doors and barricades.
And then there's various footage of cops just giving up and be like, fine, come through, or opening doors, or just letting them in, not putting up any resistance.
Well,
am I getting this right? No, I'm noticing some eye rolling. So what did I get in that?
I'm not eye rolling.
Once they were inside, they did.
What's peculiar?
Shit out of people. But I feel like they got schmoozed. I feel like they were just like, yeah, we're all Trump supporters here, right? Like, just let us in. They got schmoozed, and then they went inside and started.
And then they went inside. They're like, what do we do?
What about the FBI people in the video footage and linking them to Antifa groups?
Who do they link to Antifa groups?
I mean,
can you link me?
Sure, I'll link you after the show.
Yes, can you give us the BenShapiro.com link to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not a BenShapiro.com. I'm just like not on. I'm like trying to stay as close to the middle as possible and get all of the stories.
Okay.
Well, send the link. We'll
send the link
back.
We'll
talk about it now. We'll talk about it in the show.
Factor that in. It's going to be old news by next week.
I'm not going to go on my phone right now to look for the link, but I'm happy to send it to you outside of the show.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, I'm not asking you to send me links right now, right? Like, you guys are bringing your perspective and what you read online, and I'm bringing my perspective.
What are we saying that's inaccurate?
Well, I just saw a video of stuff that happened.
Yeah, like, we're talking.
I'm not saying okay. I never said that what you're saying is inaccurate. I'm saying that there's more perspectives to this story, and whatever you want to say is cool, but I also want to say what I'm learning.
Sure. You're fine to say that, but the story about FBI linking Antifa, I've been glued to Twitter. Sid will.
Yeah,
I've been checking every news story.
That's the problem, dude.
No, I don't think it is the problem. The point is, I've been following the story. I have not seen anything about FBI linking to
Antifa. Rob gets all the Antifa alerts.
Yeah, I get all the. I'm in the Soros
on the
club.
Antifa group?
I'm on the Antifa groups. I'm on the Parler groups. I'm on the Stop Steal groups. No. Anyway, so they're in here, and then so all of these stories are emerging. And there's a story on Politico, there's a story, whatever. And then metalheads notice a very familiar face in these stories. And that familiar face is Iced Earth's John Schaffer, the guitarist of Iced Earth. And now, Noah, you are a big fan of Iced Earth. You are a big, you enjoy their music.
Yeah.
And so I immediately texted you and we were like,
I was like, oh, all these guys look like John from Iced Earth.
Yeah, this could be anyone.
It could be anyone. Any member of Iced Earth.
And that's the truth.
Can I tell a short story about Iced Earth?
Yeah, sure, yeah. I'm trying to queue up the photos.
I don't want to distract from all this wonderful terrorism talk. But there were two. When I used to work in a record store and I was very young, there were two incidents I had with people botching the name of an artist they were asking me for. One of them I've told on a show was Lastra, which was, if I don't know if you remember, was Rod Stewart. Lastra. And the other one was the person came in and said, Ah, stuff, just like that. And it took us like 3.5 hours to figure out what this person wanted. And it was Iced Earth.
What?
From Ah, stuff. We were supposed to get Ah, stuff. Like
was
John
this like
Ostoff.
A speech impediment or is this like a tourist?
I think it was the tourist. It was like okay. The Lastra was a Japanese, lovely Japanese woman. Ostoff was, I think, a Middle Eastern, like a Turkish person.
Are you sure it wasn't Shlomo?
No, pretty.
Shlomo was like -6 when this happened.
Yeah, that's probably even more or less than that.
Aww.
So this was the photo I saw. And again, now this was already so much so that people were like, look, the earrings match, the tattoo matches.
At first, when Rob sent this to me and I didn't want to believe it, that it was true, I was like, okay, zooming into his mouth, you see like in those two photos, and I was like, okay, well, one looks square and one looks circular.
Well, because so one's a happy scream and one's an angry scream. His mouth makes different shapes.
Number one, that's the first time anyone zoomed into his mouth in like 10 years. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I didn't know that any of the Iced Earth members were in Antifa. This is a
I was about to make joke.
That was going to be my joke to Rob, but I wanted to save it for the show where I was like, Rob, you missed a total opportunity for clickbait.
Yeah, definitely. The guy with the Oath Keeper hat is definitely Antifa.
You got to know how to disguise yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they want you to think. That's what they want you to think. And so all this stuff came out, and I just can't believe it. So here's what I can't believe.
Well, could I just this ask guy, a cool question about this?
I mean, I can't believe it. But sorry, go ahead.
Why isn't anyone making this big stink about Jonah Hill being right there next to him? Everybody's cool with that.
Let's go back.
Back up. I miss Jonah Hill.
Right there.
This guy right here.
Or me.
Or he
it could also be me.
I can see you.
It looks more like Sid. If you zoom in on that guy and Sid's
the glasses and the facial hair.
This is
chubby.
Definitely Sid's. Yeah, beard. Sid.
Look, oops, I outed myself.
Sid, where were you on? You know, you weren't really responding to messages on Wednesday afternoon.
1996 Michael Rappaport right there behind you.
Man.
That could also be the fat guy from Mythbusters.
Didn't that guy die?
Did he?
Somebody from Mythbusters.
I'm sorry
I
called
him
fat then.
So, like, even so, to me, well, the funniest thing about this. Not only did he go down to this protest as somebody who is easily recognizable as a relatively famous musician, but he's so passionate about this that he had to be at the very front of the line. He had to be right up front. He had to be leading the charge so much so that all the photographers found him because it's like, what an incredible photograph, you know?
So you think the photographers knew who he was? I mean, unless one
no,
of the
no, they didn't know who he was at all.
No,
no, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like this photo is the perfect encapsulation of like the rage happening. Mm-hmm. You know, like they found like, oh, this guy looks like what people think this is. You know what I'm saying? Like he's the avatar for this riot. And this photo was on the front of the New York Post. Like it was everyone picked up this photo. This was like a Getty Images photo that you can license. So people had their pick of like hundreds of photos. And this was on the front of Politico because it's like, this looks like a riot photo. That's what I'm saying. Not that like, this looks like the guy from Iced Earth. So he's everywhere. And obviously while to the mainstream, they don't know who Iced Earth is. There's enough people that look at mainstream news that recognize him. And so that's it. Like, and he has this career. He's had a career now for 30 years. It's been going pretty great. And I feel like.
Except for the last year.
Well, but even he was putting out music all year. He put out like 2 albums last year. So he's doing all right. I'm sure he got some streaming.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think musicians are making the same amount of cash flow that they were making 2 years ago. This is a year of loss of income, loss of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
He's I mean, I don't know. I mean, that is rage. That's pent up rage, and that's that's where it led him. That's why anger doesn't.
Well, I feel like he's been down this path way before Corona. He's always been like a constitutionalist.
Yeah, he's a constitutionalist, but doesn't mean he's a Trump supporter.
Oh, okay. Well, I do want to play this video then, and then we could, you could let me know if you think he's a Trump supporter. Give me 1 second to load, because then this he was actually there's video footage of him at another rally. Because he's so photogenic.
Another rally this like the same day. How does he have the energy for all of this?
Definitely not a Trump supporter at the Trump rally.
It was not the same day. He actually came to, I just want to make sure I'm loading the right browser here. Don't want to show off my porn. Here we go. All right. Noah, I mean, this could not be his back, but I would say he's a Trump supporter when he has a photoshopped vest. So it's a vest with a photoshopped image of the Terminator 2 cover of Arnold Schwarzenegger on a motorcycle with a shotgun and the worst photo of Trump photoshopped on Arnold Schwarzenegger's head with the Capitol in the background and an American flag with very bad graphic design that says drain the swamp.
You think that's a custom job, or was this like on a merch site that he just bought this?
I assume it has to be some sort of custom job. And
like
I want to point out
a denim vest.
Yeah,
I was always partial to the T-1000. We love it, folks. We love the T-1000.
So this was at a rally.
Have you seen this boy, folks? He's fabulous.
This was at a rally in November. And a German newspaper caught up to him because he looked so ridiculous. I mean,
let's be real. He looked ridiculous long before Donald Trump came on the political scene.
So I want to play this video. Here, I found a YouTube version. Here he is.
Hello, this is Big Time Tommy. Hold on.
All the fraudulent fiat currency?
I don't know what that is.
Fiat currency is like it's like the generic term for all money, like currency, paper money.
It's
an insulting term for it because fiat means you just said it's worth something, so it is, like by fiat.
But wait, so then what does he take in exchange for Iced Earth albums?
Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, with the fucking Matrix.
I don't understand if he's saying the racial divide is nonsense. Like, there is no racial divide.
Yeah, it's all drummed up.
Right.
Globalists to
he's
keep us divided.
They're trying. There is no racism. It's all created. Fake. 12 hours later, he's on a.
Can you, like, he's getting all riled up at a reporter.
I love that part where he goes, "You're going down," and then, about to like 8 hours
wait,
later,
wait,
he's sobbing into his hands because he can't get on an airplane.
He's being aggressive to the reporter. I'm sorry, my nephew was like FaceTiming me and threw Zoom off the thing. How's he?
Oh, he wasn't being aggressive to the reporter. It's like she's asking him like, "Oh, what's going on here?" And like he's cutting a wrestling promo.
Are taking over. They're invading. They've invaded the country.
Okay. Yeah, like look how riled up he gets here right before the cut.
Because he believes that it's true.
OS for life. Take it easy.
So close.
So almost.
You're right about everything except making Trump the good guy.
Yeah.
Like, as if he's not one of the people doing the same thing.
It really blows my mind when people say when people say Trump is anti-establishment. He is literally the establishment.
Well, this is what gets me when they say Trump is like a pacifist or something. It's like he is a fake populist. I mean, he appeals to populist things and he never does them. But here's my thing about Trump and war. It's like he ran on doing less wars. He did do less wars, but not because he's good. He did less wars because they shove, like, you know, X amount of war papers under his nose. He signs 85% of them, and he shoots himself in the dick by tweeting at Joy Behar the rest of the time. And less war gets done, but only by accident. Like,
yeah.
He is no fucking pacifist.
Yeah.
He assassinated Soleimani, almost started World War III with Iran and Russia.
They're doing it now. They're just today. His Secretary of State said Iran was responsible for 9/11. We're getting back to
Rob?
Our greatest hits, huh?
Can you confirm or deny that, Rob? Do you have any?
I have no information.
Disappointing.
Is that Uncle Fozzle? Does he know? Since he's inside.
Uncle Fozzle is not inside. Uncle Fozzle lives in California. So Noah, can we agree now that John Schaefer is a Trump supporter, or there's still some doubt, or is he like an Antifa agent pretending to be a Trump supporter?
You know, I don't know if John Schaefer is an Antifa or not. From that video, it appears he is a Trump supporter. I guess he's not a Republican. Because even in your article, you cited an interview that he did where he's like, I'm not left or I'm not right. So now I understand why.
Yeah. No, you could say that. It's easy to say. But he says he's a constitutional conservative. That's how he identifies.
Counterpoint. Who cares if he's a Republican?
What does it matter?
He's got repulsive, right-wing, disgusting views. So I don't really give a shit what his party affiliation is.
What's his repulsive right-wing views?
Well, play the video.
I don't know. Did you watch the video we just played?
Okay, so the whole, like, globalism thing?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, not – and being anti-wars, bad.
He just said Trump is a pacifist. Like, how – like, you
– He said Trump is anti-war.
You've got to be delusional.
And he believes this election.
Also, he's wearing – look, Noah, he's wearing a Drain the Swamp hoodie, right?
He also,
like, that says something, no? Or is that just fashion?
He believes that there is no racism and that the protests from this summer were fake and, like, ginned up by race baiters.
In previous interviews, he thinks COVID is a lie, that the hospitals aren't overfilled. He's quite he loves his conspiracies.
Okay, and so what? So what if that's his perspective and that's what he believes? Who cares?
Well, what if he was, like, let's say, pro-slavery? Would you say the same thing? Who cares?
No,
I mean, we're just talking
that.
About it.
I would not say that, but that's not what he's saying.
No, but you're saying who cares if that's just his belief? That should extend to all beliefs, but now you're saying that there are some beliefs that are shitty enough.
I don't believe that should extend to all beliefs.
So
what I'm saying is that, like, based off of what he said in that clip, he believes that he is fighting against people who want to come into this country and oppress others. So when he is storming the Capitol, which is a terrible thing to do and a really stupid thing to do, especially when he's just posing in front of cameras and all that, he believes that he's doing something as an, you know, like, agent of supporting the Constitution.
Yeah,
he's
stupid.
A constitutionalist.
He's an idiot.
He's always been open about that.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot for storming the Capitol. He should have just stayed and watched Trump speak.
Well, but that is true. But
he's
also
an idiot for that, too.
He's an idiot for what he believes that inspired him to go do that, also.
I don't know. I think that he wants, you know, for people to have what this country offers us, which is freedom of speech and, you know, to, like, opportunity. And I think his intention was good, like, in believing those things for American people.
Well, I think just specifically white people.
Yeah.
Did he say for white people, though?
Yes.
I mean,
he said,
wearing an oath. You should look up the Oath Keepers. That's the hat that he's wearing.
Okay,
and then we can
talk
about it.
Okay, fine.
That's the people who,
Those are the people who go around rounding up immigrants because, like, they got away from ICE or whatever. Is that what that group is?
That's one of the things. It's like all ex-military. It's like it's a far right organization. Let's say that. But I don't want to put any words onto them in case we have any Oath Keeper listeners. I don't want to offend our pure listeners. But if you're listening, 213-WIDE-NUT is the number. But yeah, like my whole thing with the whole raid is like, what was the intent? Like, what was it? It seemed like a whole thing that was just for Instagram. Like everyone's posing with a lantern or posing with the thing and like the fucking QAnon shaman. Going like it was just like a big, it felt like a Comic-Con, but with trespassing.
They had no idea what to do when they got there. It did.
I think
like
they
Comic-Con.
Were expecting like a bloody battle, and then everybody just left. Like, wait, we could just walk around? You're cool with what? Huh? Oh, right. All right. Like, they thought Nancy Pelosi was going to come out in like boxing gloves, like ready for a fight. And then she didn't.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing that. That would have been hilarious. That would have been pretty hilarious.
But I think that's what they were expecting, that like it would be like them on one side and Congress on the other, and it was like a battle to the death. And then Congress just left.
They were hiding in like behind sofas. Blocking.
Yeah. And like, oh, I guess we'll just walk around for a little while then. And then I guess go home. All right.
Take a couple of selfies.
Yeah.
But I do want to thank John Schaefer. He's brought me so much traffic.
That was the most interesting thing to happen in metal. Well, not interesting, but like the most like sensational thing to happen in metal.
Absolutely. It was like 4 days worth of stories. So thank, and it's been so slow. So thank you for being such an idiot and so in need of being at the front of the line and being a part of this revolution that you got caught. And what's yeah. Thank you for your patriotism.
Do you think this helped or hurt their album sales? Do we have like what Iced Earth sold the week before?
Well, they're still on Spotify. They're not banned from Spotify.
No one's pulled them.
No, but I'm just saying, do you think people have been buying more just out of curiosity or have people stopped?
I have seen anecdotally people say that they're going to stop listening to them, but I'm sure it's counteracted by like people curious, like, oh, who's this fucking Iced Earth? Because I've seen a lot of like, who the fuck is this guy kind of thing. Because they haven't exactly been relevant the last, they're very much past their peak, you know?
What do you mean? We just talked about like their new like Christmas songs, remember? That was
yes.
Did we like them?
I forget.
Wasn't it Matt Barlow?
Matt Barlow and John Schaefer just did those.
And I want to point out, you brought that up. I'm saying, like, in the greater metal sphere, like, he's kind of, he's not as relevant. Like, nobody listened. Like, did you listen to the last Iced Earth album? Do you know the name of it?
No.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I didn't like it, even though I don't remember this at all.
The Christmas song, yeah, you did not like it.
Okay, thank you.
But thank you to him.
I did briefly look up and I instantly remembered this now. The Oath Keepers went to Ferguson, Missouri, when there was unrest there, and just walked around with rifles, like threatening people in case they, like, I don't know what they expected to happen, but like if they were going to riot or whatever. They were there to, like, I guess keep the black people in line or something.
Part of the oath, you got to keep it.
The oath of everyone being free.
And also, so this whole riot thing led to Twitter being like, oh, you know what? Maybe we should take Trump off our service, and Facebook basically he's barred from all social media now, even Pinterest. He can't even pin his favorite gold toilets anymore. I mean, he can, but not from his own account, probably from a public account.
He's gonna try pinning literal toilets to things, like just pictures of toilets in the Walgreens or something.
And this has led to Phil Labonte, past friend of the show, to call for the abolishment of the United States because of this.
Really? It seems a bit extreme.
He wants an Article 5 convention because multiple social media platforms are, as I type this, in the process of purging libertarian and conservative voices.
Rob, are you okay?
Yeah, I was burping.
Being purged.
Including President Donald J. Trump. While I'm under no illusion about the right of a private company to have a sole discretion over who is and not allowed to use their services, I believe this action is part of a broader attempt to silence views that less than a decade ago would be considered entirely anodyne. The silencing of any voices, even those that would express truly abhorrent opinions, is a far greater threat to our country than those opinions themselves. I don't necessarily disagree with what he's saying here.
I do. I agree with him. The issue is that he's doing what the people making these grandiose statements are doing, which is saying that it's targeting conservatives, which I don't agree. I feel like
it's not.
The first axe that falls on the first head is always a boogeyman. It's like when they rolled out the Patriot Act, and it was like, oh my God, Saddam Hussein, and you know they're gonna blow up an Al Qaeda, and they're gonna blow up your Wegmans near your house or whatever. But it never stays there. Like it's always gonna be used to silence like dissent to the establishment. That's the problem, and that's why I don't. Even though I have no desire to die on a hill protecting Donald Trump's Twitter account. But I think that the larger like specter of this shit, once they start doing that, it's very easy to start taking away accounts from anybody that any corporation just decides to.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope. I absolutely agree. But continuing on, I am not a supporter of President Trump. I did not vote for him. But this looming threat of censorship is far bigger than one president's Twitter account. I believe and fear that the violence that occurred in Washington, D.C. on January 6th is only a taste of what is likely to come in our country. The suppression of opinions deemed unacceptable and the efforts to censor are indicative of what seem to be irreconcilable differences, and it could further add fuel to the fire. There is no reason which must be ruled by a central government so far removed from the needs and concerns of so many different people and cultures spread far across this country. The political opponents of those who are being silenced have expressed a strong desire to ensure that they will be able to force through their own political agenda that entirely disregards the opinions of small government liberty-minded people like myself. I believe it's better that we have a convention and dissolve the union entirely in a peaceful and constitutional manner than be forced to live under what any standard could be called tyranny.
I'm free Tuesday. Why can we get this going? Let's go. Come on. Dissolve the U.S. Sounds good to me.
Seems a bit extreme over some social media bans, but right.
Well,
hey.
Well, listen, who cares what the reason is? Sorry.
It's weird to me how, conservatives are like, let's just move past this. You know, we have to move on.
Right.
Because it's like, well.
Well, it's their fuck up. So, of course, they
like,
don't
we have
on.
To blame somebody? Don't we have to, like, doesn't someone have to, like, pay for it? But, like, you know, laws were broken, right? Isn't this the party of law and order? It's very weird. It was also very weird to see, like, Democrats be, like, pro-cop. Like,
it's not weird anymore. That's probably been the case for, like.
I don't know. What happened? You know, it was everything
pro
was
FBI, pro cop, pro CIA. Like there were people like liberal, like blue checks on Twitter, like outing people. Like I saw this guy, and this is his name and address and stuff. It just feels creepy. Like not that those people are worthy of defense. Like sure, if they get outed, I have no fucking. I think it's hilarious when they can't like suddenly. Go fly in an airplane or whatever, like that's great, but like the FBI doesn't need you to do that. Like they're perfectly capable of surveilling the fuck out of everybody in this country. It's just like sort of showing that you're on the FBI's team, you know what I mean, like with tweets.
That was a bit weird. That was a bit weird, but also it at the same time, like I said, it was incredible seeing like people rat folks out like fuck this is an idiot from my neighborhood, this is this guy, you know, like posting Facebook photos matching them to their photo in the Capitol. It's been a crazy week. And there's definitely were points where I had to be like, Rob, it's time to put the phone down.
There were points where me and Darren said that to you first.
Also true.
You were retweeting things and then also sending them directly to us. And it was, I was out of breath just trying to keep up.
It was like you were live blogging the sedition or whatever.
It got pretty crazy. It was like there was so much going on. I was hooked. It was a total like dopamine rush for me. It was just like I needed like refresh. Like I need another hit. I need another hit of like some crazy aspect of the story or like some video from inside or whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of Schadenfreude. Very stupid. Misguided people getting owned.
And I want to be clear, like I was like, it was one of the funniest days ever being on the internet. There was just so much comedy coming out of this.
Whenever conservatives are like the central issue of, it's always funny. It's always unintentionally funny.
Right. It's easy to laugh at. It's like, oh, there's no, like, you know, like I don't mind laughing at the, but even that said, there were some of these people where I ended up feeling really bad for them. Not feeling bad, like they've been bamboozled, you know, like the whole thing.
There was a wide cross section of people there. Like there were outright Nazis.
Right. They can go fuck themselves.
And there were also a lot of rich people, like people who owned businesses that like took the day off to go down there. And then there were like regular working people who like really have like their ideology their needs in society led them into Trump and believing a lot of stupid things. And they were led down there too. And there was like a lot of seemingly innocent, well-meaning, but totally, like you said, bamboozled people there. I do think to throw a blanket over all of them, like they're all Nazis. So they're all definitely there doing bad for sure. You can condemn every single one of them. But I do agree with you on that. I feel like there was some pathos there in some sense.
Yeah, it's sad because I mean, look, the country's in the fucking shitter right now. People are mad. People have a right to be like, you know, despondent and like, what the fuck am I going to do? You know, some people express their rage differently than others.
Right. And Rob, you and I were just talking about this. Like, think about when COVID started in March, right? Since March, what is that now? 10
January.
Months ago?
It's a year ago.
It's almost a year ago. We got a $1,200 check. And we got a $600 check. That's basically a fuck you. Like, Congress had 10 months. Both sides had 10 months to do something, and that's what we got. And we got, as soon as these rent moratoriums are up, people are going to be homeless. They have no fucking health care and no health coverage. They're dying of preventable diseases and nothing and nothing and nothing. And then this happens, and all of a sudden Congress like fucking leaps into action. We got to impeach this guy, and we got to do this, and we got to pass articles of impeachment, and we got to do the 25th Amendment. And I'm like, he's leaving in 8 days. Like, this is what you're going to do, a symbolic fucking impeachment trial like the other one that failed and went nowhere. Can't, like, if they had given people like a livable wage through this fucking lockdown shit, I would say, all right, do your the symbolic thing. I have no crocodile tears to cry for Trump. I do not give a fuck if he's impeached. If he's impeached, great. I will not cry a second for Donald Trump. But where is this passion when it comes to like taking care of people, like doing your real job? That's what fucking pisses me off.
We have a caller, and if you want to call in and chime in on this hot political discussion, Sheldon Adelson is creeping out of the Darren's background.
It's funny how I'm blocking everything but like his one alien eye, like just peeking over my shoulder.
So creepy.
It looks like it's about to fall out.
Area code 313. 313, you're on the live cast.
Hey, all. Happy New Year, I guess.
313.
I'm hearing your
audio. 313, you there?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Can you hear me?
Hello, yes. We hear you now.
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Is it good?
That's great.
I called in, I think, three. Sorry?
What's your name?
My name is Hugh. I'm Hugh. I called in 3 months ago, if you remember, and asked about New York places to check out.
Oh, yes. You were quarantining when you called us, right?
Yeah, and I just got back, so I spent like close to 3 months in New York, and it was pretty interesting. So, and it was interesting. But yeah, I'm calling because, well, yeah, I ended up doing a lot, and I'm thinking actually of moving to New York because I fell in love with the whole city, everything from Brooklyn to, you know, Manhattan.
You could probably get a way better apartment than what I have with prices now in New York.
No, is it? Yeah, I heard about that, and I still, you know, I had to go back and just got back to Detroit. And, yeah, I'm still thinking about it, so maybe in the next 6 months, I'll see.
So what
can make it,
like,
that'd
did you fall in love with New York?
I don't know, everything. I felt mentally way better there, happier. The weather is way better, you guys. I don't know, it's more like cloudy here than in New York. At least you get the sun out there more. The parks, you can go out, whatever you find the parks, you can go for a run or play, you know, sports. Food is amazing. And just the attractions, I loved everything. So I was walking through the whole city, you know, I checked out the places that Noah gave me. The pizza place with the Italian one in Brooklyn. Was so good.
L&B?
Forgot the name. Pini. L&B. Yeah, L&B.
Pony Gardens. Yeah.
Yeah. Ah,
it's
one of my favorites.
It was so good. I want to check out like the Coney Island because I only saw it. I rented a car and went there and saw the Brighton Beach and Coney Island just through the car. But I want to, you know, experience it in summertime. I don't know. I just love the vibe of it and it's pretty nice.
Great. I mean, hey.
From your people, too.
Where were you staying? Were you in Queens? Staying in Queens?
Yeah, it was in Fresh Meadows in Queens. Yeah.
Did you make it in Manhattan?
I'm sorry?
Did you make it into Manhattan?
I went all the boroughs except Staten Island because I heard about it and I did not want to go there. So... I went Manhattan everywhere. I walked the whole thing, like on five, six separate times. Yeah, I love it. I love the Central Park, you know, the Upper West, East, everything. The World Trade Center is amazing. The new one. It's pretty...
Oh, the new one.
I don't know.
Was making me think, like, did you go in the DeLorean and travel back in time to when New York was open?
I was going to ask if it was actually Antifa pretending to have come here. Knows of New York, like World Trade Center. That isn't.
No, I think, they have the whole concourse now for the Metro North or whatever it is.
Is it open?
For,
Oculus, you mean?
Yeah,
the Oculus one. It's open, yeah. And I saw, I think, Spotify, I don't know if it's the headquarters there or something, but on the third or the fourth tower, you can see their name there. So I don't know if they're, being moved. No.
Who's office is
Spotify.
Spotify. But I have a funny story about Ister, because they were my first show ever and when I moved to the States. And
where'd you move from again?
Yeah, where'd you move from?
I'm originally from Iraq. I was born there and moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in 2008, when I first moved in, you know, I started, you know, Googling places I wanted to go see a show, a real show. And the first tour that came was the Iced Earth with Into Eternity. And it was at Harpo's. And I said, okay, you know, I'm going to go there and watch the show. I did not know anything about Harpo's, but, you know, I don't know if you guys know, but it's like in one of the worst areas ever in Detroit and was so bad. People get stabbed just for walking around. I didn't know any of that. So I went to the show, and right when they started, someone threw a beer bottle, a glass beer bottle at John. At John Schaefer. And it was like, I was like, oh, okay.
If only they connected. It saved everybody a headache.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It was crazy. And then the police came in And the security, there was only one security guy for the whole theater.
God.
And yeah, they checked John. They had to delay the show for like 20 minutes, and then they escorted whoever.
Wow.
He on stage? Did someone throw a bottle while he was on stage, or he was just walking around?
No, it was in the stage, on the stage, right when they started, like the third song or something. But Harpo's, yeah, I believe, you know, they don't, there's no rules there. So they were selling the beer bottle, the can, like the bottles, yeah, the actual one, the glass one.
No rule against throwing the bottle at the stage either?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they just, it's really bad. Like, it's like lawless there. Like, you can just do whatever you want, I guess. It's not like the Fillmore or, you know,
John
the House of Blues.
All about that.
Yeah. That's the kind of America he wants.
That's the irony.
Yeah.
Black. They just don't want to.
You know what's funny? Before that day, he was,
him as one.
He was far, far left. And then that hit to the head, like, in sitcom.
Ah,
when the horse
it was the horseshoe theory. It brought him around to the other side.
Yeah.
And a big that came up, and then all of a sudden, he was Oathkeeper.
He was ashamed of the scar that the bottle left. So somebody's like, here's this Oathkeeper's hat. You could hide your scar. He's like, what is this all about? And then.
Oh, okay. It all makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. All his guitars were like the American flag, the one with the, you know, was it the Confederate flag, the 1778 thing. I don't know.
1776. Yeah, that's, I mean, it's all.
I have a question. If John Schaefer, if Elon Musk completes his Mars shuttle, and John Schaefer gets so fed up with like left-wing authoritarianism that he signs up and uses his life savings to go to Mars, would he change the name of the band to Iced Mars?
That might have to be the name of his next band. Because
Flat Earth
might just bad here.
Yeah, but it's
all right.
It's pretty interesting. It's been I found the bootlegs, you know, because back then we didn't have any originals, so you had to, you know, buy the bootlegs. That was like back in Iraq, and I found the old package I have, and the first three like DVDs were Iced Earth, Live in Athens, Children of Bodom album, and Opeth, I think Ghost of Perdition. But when I opened it, I was like, wow, I mean, that's a pretty interesting week. You know?
I don't have full verification on this, but I saw a rumor online that the real reason that the U.S. invaded Iraq was the Iced Earth bootlegs.
they were one of the biggest bands. They were known, like, I think at that time. It was Limp Bizkit, Rammstein, Iced Earth, and... yeah, Children of Bodom, I think. Pantera.
Boy, get your priorities.
But,
the
bootlegs,
they're
fine. Yeah.
What a war-torn, ravaged country. They've ruined your musical priorities.
What year did you leave? Out of curiosity.
I left in 2006.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
I guess that's a little late to get out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, 3 years after the war, and it felt like 10 years, the 3 years period after. So.
Serious question. I keep asking stupid questions. This is a real question.
No, this one.
Was the quality of your life better there before the U.S. invaded or after?
Before, I would say. It's not as some, yeah. I mean, if you now look back, it was before.
Did you have any, like, before the invasion started, did you have any, how old were you when that happened, first of all?
I was 16.
Did you have any, like, being a young person, like, not, I guess not that up on politics, but, like, was there any sentiment going around that this is actually good, that they're getting rid of Saddam Hussein and it could be positive, or did everyone know right away from the get-go this is going to be a disaster?
You mean back then when it first happened, like the people, like my family and the whole thing?
Like when it was being rumored to happen.
The war, you mean? It was gonna be. We believe it's gonna be just like the 1998 when, you know, Clinton did it for like 3 days and that's it. That's how we thought it's gonna be. So when it actually happened, remember we did not have satellites all the news, so we're not exposed to what you guys saw. I still don't know like what happened during that. You know how the CNN whatever you guys covered it. So we didn't know. We just thought it was going to be 3 days, you know, war, whatever, and that's it. Like, everything's going to be back to normal. We're still going to have the same thing. And when it actually happened, we did not believe it. Because I remember in front of my house, there was a big picture, you know, of Saddam. And it was a hospital, and they had to take it down. People took it down. And I remember, like, I did not believe it. We were like, I guess he's gone, but we couldn't believe that, actually. Like, we thought this is a game or tactics or something. But afterwards, I remember one of my dad's friends, he said, things will not get better. It's going to be way worse. I guess he foresaw what happened. Like, he knows the divide, the civil war, the whole people is going to be. And I was like, I don't know what you mean. You know, I thought it was going to be, you know, like the U.S. Everything's going to be fine and shows and everything, but yeah. It was right.
Oh. Yeah, that's a bummer. So, like, it's just when you say it's worse, like, what are some examples of how things are worse? Just curious.
You know, I mean, for me, that's my own opinion. Like, when you go 20, it's going to be 20 years in a few years, the only thing, like, people still can't travel anywhere. Like, you, the passport was a strength. Like, you're not accepted anywhere, like, to go. It's not easy to get, you know, a visa to the U.S., let's say, for a student, someone who wants to study. It's not like any other part. Like, a Brazilian can apply, and they have a system where they can go and do it. It's still the same, if not worse, than before the war. I'll tell you, like, a lot of people who work with the government, like, let's say the Iraqi government or contract job, yeah, they have a good life. They would say, yeah, everything is fine. It's much better for us. But the security is still not there. Like, we had more shows there before the war than after. Hmm. Like, you can go and set up, you know, across the Dakota, you know, the story of them. And it wasn't comfortable, yeah. But you could do that. You were allowed to do that. But after the war, we had the theocracy, you know, most of the government were like, I don't know, you know, they're into religion and stuff. So it was tough to do that. It was tough to go party or go, you know, just do the normal thing that, you know, young people do. So, yeah, I mean, for me, yeah, it was bad. And you're still not accepted. Like, you can't go out and say, hey, I'm agnostic or I'm atheist or whatever. Like, you still, it's actually worse now.
Gotcha.
What happens to people like that?
Well, right, they randomly kill them, I guess. I don't know. I remember, like, a few years ago, I think it was either – I think you guys covered it. Like, they killed emo people. You know, they thought the emo people were, like, you know – yeah, they stoned them or something. Yeah, that was after the war. Yeah. So they just accuse someone, like if they see you with the long hair, oh, that's, this guy is emo, and then maybe someone will kill you randomly. I'm like, okay, what is this? You know. So I don't know.
You're telling all these Iraqi stories, yet in my head, like, what I'm hearing is an Eastern European person. I don't know what it is.
Why? I mean, when Hugh even said that he had a big painting of Saddam in front of his home and he just couldn't believe it was going to happen. He thought of something 3 days. That's the same thing. Like, when I asked my father about living under communism in Romania and stuff like that, I said, how did that take over? And, you know, like, and the same thing with the Holocaust. How did they let that happen? How did it take over Eastern Europe? People heard about it. They thought, well, that's something that's happening over there. It can't happen here. And that's frightening. That's scary.
Yeah, and I was the optimist. Like, after the war, I thought everything's going to be fine. You know, we're going to be, you know, going to have a good life and everything. But then, you know, what happened, you know, it was completely the opposite. But I wouldn't, to be honest, no, I'm not saying this because I'm American or moved here, but it's not just the U.S. fault. It's the actual people there. Like the way this society is like, yeah, it's not, I wouldn't. Like, they did not know how to deal with the U.S. Let's say, you know, Germany had this, the Japanese people had, you know, the nuclear bomb on it, but they still have maintained a better relation with the U.S. and they knew how to, develop as a country and do, you know, a lot of good things. So, well, I don't know. Like, I still think about it.
Japan.
What?
I said the U.S. didn't occupy Japan for 20 years after nuking them. We are still going there and fucking shit up.
What? No, I understand. Sorry.
That's okay.
I was cutting.
Well, Hugh,
sorry, the voice.
This has been actually very enlightening. Thank you for calling in. And you
know, I did not want to take it to the politics thing. I only wanted to comment about John Schaefer thing. Sorry.
Oh, no, we were just wrapping up the call. I wanted to thank you for calling in, and hopefully we'll see you in New York relatively soon.
Sure. That would be awesome. Yeah, a show, maybe. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
maybe.
Cafe Tatiana's for a drink.
Maybe in like 3 years we can go to a concert. Or, you know, almost saying it's happening soon. They're going to be doing outdoor shows
hopefully.
With rapid testing. We'll see. We'll see.
Michael Bublé.
Let's do it. Or maybe Eisenhower show. That'd be cool.
Oh my god.
All right. Thanks, you.
Okay, have a good one. Thank you guys.
Yeah, we have to wrap that up. We can't let them have too much free speech. You gotta ration it out for the first like couple of decades that you live in the States. It's like, all right, that's enough. A few months you have you back, you talk a little
more. Yeah, we're talking all of this politics. What about, you know, one of the great political commentary bands of our time, Sacred Reich, next month will release reissues of their classic albums, Ignorance, Surf Nicaragua, and The American Way via Metal Blade Records. Available on CD and LP, these reissues feature the original artwork, layouts, and the vinyl can be purchased in a variety of limited colors. I'm all about the colored vinyl. And pre-orders are available now at metalbladestore.com. The singer of Sacred Reich, Phil Rind, he had a great quote today. Here he says, we know that our political system is rotten to the core, no news there, but the dumb racist assholes who invaded the Capitol did it to support the dumb racist lying president. No other reason. They're not trying to save America. They're destroying it for a reality TV show host who will go down as the worst president in history. That was Phil Rind's comment on the riots. And, you know, people seemed shocked. But guess what? Sacred Reich, always a political band. And you could hear how they were a political band by picking up these classic albums, Ignorance, Surf Nicaragua, and The American Way, metalbladestore.com, available for pre-order.
Rob, I'm absolutely shocked that you had two chances to say Nicaragua in a Spanish accent and took neither opportunity.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were shocked that I didn't say Sacred Reich. Reich.
I don't think you when you're trying to sell Sacred Reich. That's not
yeah, right. You're right. But Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Nicaragua. I will say, like, if you really want the dumb, lying, racist president to be out, if you want your president to be a racist liar, just do nothing, because there's going to be another dumb racist liar coming in 8 days.
Burn.
Wait, Bernie's going to be the president?
Wait, who is?
Rob just said burn.
No,
is that what you meant?
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
He's one of those three things.
Let's lighten the mood by turning our attention to another old crank. I am, of course, talking about friend of the show, Mike.
Oh,
We haven't talked about Mike in so long, and here's someone we could totally. We're all on the same side of this one.
I feel like we purged so much during our Patreon episode that it almost felt weird going back to that well for a while. But this is
that is a great point. I do want to mention to fans, if you like how we make fun of Mike Francesa, we have an hour plus dedicated to just roasting the hell out of Mike Francesa. We found this interview that he did. What was the movie called? I always forget. Uncut Gems. He did an interview about Uncut Gems. This interview is maybe 10 minutes long. I am not exaggerating when I tell you we spent 40 minutes psychoanalyzing this 10-minute interview, and it's amazing. Patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. So Mike's talking about some Christmas gifts we haven't, or some gifts in general. This one's from December. He got a snowblower.
Look at his hands.
Pump it up.
He's really
I don't
ecstatic.
Think he means he got a gift of a snowblower. I think he means he's very gifted at using the snowblower.
That's what I thought, but I haven't heard this.
Design. Design. Okay. There's a W in design.
What designs do you think he makes?
Like what could you? Yeah, like
horses,
Yankees logo.
W-F-A-N.
I did a portrait of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Joe Slobodnik in the snow.
Imagine he does these like grand Picassos with a snow blower.
Oh, very tall, confident, and autistic. Okay.
Garage. Attack me. A snowblower.
Oh, no.
Forget it.
It's a lot of power between your legs, okay? It's like when you're riding that thing, it's very lot of power. Very powerful between your legs. A powerful machine.
He's waiting.
It's like a Sibian. You know, you feel that vibration all throughout your prostate. It's fantastic.
Oh,
gotta tell you. Okay?
You know.
Oh.
Whoa, Mike. Oh, we don't need to know.
I take my blower up and down my hard driveway. Okay? And it's just throbbing and pulsating between my thighs. Okay? You wouldn't believe it. Fantastic. Back after this.
Master.
Oh. He likes to do the guy across the street. Wow.
That name again is Mr. Plow, okay?
It's Master Plow.
Master, he is. Oh!
It's a gang snowblower bang, okay?
All day.
I don't even remember the company.
He's such a fan of it.
When that day comes, they come to his door like, okay, it's time to do the feature where you ride the snow and get out of here, okay? I'm trying to see.
Yeah.
I'm watching a Jets game, okay?
Don't be ridiculous.
I never said that.
Yeah. We'll call him the CEO. I'll step on his balls while he calls me Master Plow. It'll be great.
Oh, my high
heels. Rob the CEO.
Extra large.
Wow.
So good jokes.
It's such a good joke. You have to say it twice.
And if you're hot.
God.
He's so happy about this.
He loves
it. Let's see, there's a little more. Whoa! We don't need to know about him in row.
Yeah. I could do, I plow Rose snow hard driveway every night, okay? It's because I'm an old man. Poor woman.
Blow up. such a fan of it that he can't remember the fucking make of it or the model.
Because they didn't pay me a stipend, okay, to mention it on the air. It's worth a lot of money, all right? You wouldn't understand that. I feel bad for this poor woman that has to sit there and entertain them.
Yeah.
And
I bet he doesn't even know her name.
No, for sure not.
Who is this? I don't know. I've never seen him interact with a woman before.
Boy, you're even prettier than my snowblower, okay? Would you like to come home and, you know, get in a three-way salami fest with me and Roe? My snowblower squirts, okay?
Oh.
Like, what is he wearing? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure I've ever seen him in, like, all black either. Like, it's being his mic thing, like, reflect like it's a gold chain or like a silver chain or something. Like, doesn't it look at how shiny it is?
Maybe he went shopping at like a snow blower clothing store. You know how they have those like specialized motocross clothing? Maybe he's wearing like a special.
He probably gets he dresses up like stupid sexy Flanders to go snow blowing.
I think he wears that top and like no pants or underwear. Just oh. Fucking schlong just dangling across the seat of the snowblower. He might even tuck it back underneath to his buttocks so that he can feel the snowblower engine vibrating.
Oh, God, so far.
I'm just shooting everywhere. The snow and me, shooting everywhere across the lawn. I bet he goes to the neighbors. Sheldon Adelson? I used to listen to this podcast. I used to listen to this podcast with Robert Pazzabini or whatever his name is. He told me the good thing to do is like stretch your balls. So I tied it in a knot around the back of the seat of the snowblower. I don't recommend it. Not very good. Okay.
What is this?
How much snow blowing does he need to talk about?
All right, we're an hour two of snow blower talk. All
right. Is it because there's no sports happening or something?
I mean, the basketball started up. I guess he doesn't talk about that much.
Oh, then we got a cough drop situation.
Oh, I did see this one.
Oh, my God. This is so unprofessional. What is he, us?
Okay.
Or me specifically?
This is going to make our popcorn eating on air look like nothing.
Wait. Are we sure that's a cough drop and not just his teeth like Trump that time with the United Shesh? Are we sure that is false?
The United Shesh. I'll have to queue that up. Hold on.
It's actually him. If you're at home, you don't have the video. It's him sucking a dick while riding a snowblower. How he gets off. It's his kink. It's the only way he can get off now is by performing fellatio while riding a snowblower.
It's just lucky Phil Parcells was in town that weekend.
Yes, and Bill too. They were all there.
So. Does he have?
Oh, I thought he was talking about the government giving back. He's talking about the like what? The teams?
Nobody knows what the fuck he's talking about.
And I have to say that was so uncomfortable hearing him. Sucks.
Oh, keep going.
They have like 18 cough drops in his mouth. It doesn't. Yeah, it looks like more than one.
He's got a.
He can barely open his mouth because he's afraid they're all gonna fall out. Like he has marbles in his mouth.
He's got a whole stick of lifesavers in his mouth.
Or maybe he has snoot. Like he's trying to be like the old baseball players.
Oh, like the Europeans, the snooze.
Yeah, the snoot or whatever it's called. Chewing the tobacco.
Yeah. Every
The cough drop when he's like chasing it with Diet Coke. That's got to taste so fucking weird.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Pop Rocks.
I wonder, do you think it's like a menthol-y cough drop or just a like a cherry flavor? Like what kind of flavor?
He probably likes the candy flavored.
Those mics, I mean, 50,000-watt station with these great mics. You hear every click-clack of that fucking thing going around his teeth.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I bet he's gleeking also.
You're right.
There's so much saliva in his mouth.
He sounds like he needs a Heimlich or something.
Brutal. We got time for one more, and then we're going to wind it down. This one's, should we do Mad Dog Can't Say
yes.
Nickelodeon?
No.
Extra long.
Oh, chutzpah.
I think we should play both of them.
Okay, we'll do both. So Mad Dog is back on the show, he's now playing a different show.
This is his own show.
Okay. So now Mike and Mad Dog broke up, and
Could I just briefly cut in? For our viewers, I'll explain to the listeners. There's a still shot from his, like, serious radio show, and he's wearing this blue sweater. I watch sometimes on MLB Network. He does a show. At least twice a week, he wears this same fucking blue sweater. How does this man who's on television every day have that limited of a wardrobe? I go crazy. Nothing gets me angrier right now than this guy in this fucking blue V-neck sweater that he always fucking wears.
He's anti-fast fashion.
Jason Mantzoukas said you got to wear the same thing every day. It takes away one piece of your brain space that you don't have to think about something.
Yeah, I guess it helps you remember Willie McCovey stats. Fucking guy.
Willie McCovey, great player, Sid. Great, that's a great, good job by you.
Thank you. Thanks, Dougie. All right, proceed.
Okay, thank you.
Rob. Pause it.
Wait, what? That was it?
Set this up. He's trying to say Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
We should say that the NFL had a game that was on Nickelodeon for some reason.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't see it all over Twitter? People were like sharing screen grabs and shit.
No. How did that happen? I didn't even realize Viacom has rights to football games.
They did little Nickelodeon things too, like the first down marker. They usually put a superimposed graphic where the first down line is, and it was like slime colored, like Nickelodeon slime. And then they had a sideline reporter that was 25-year-old kid or something. Like, I can't remember. There was a bunch of stuff.
Okay, I see.
Did CBS play football? Because CBS and Viacom are merged.
I see.
So it's through CBS.
The games were on a bunch of different channels. So there was like six games this weekend or something.
I see. So yeah, CBS does have a licensing deal with the NFL. So I guess that's how it happened. So here's like a little thing of the.
That's not real though, right? That's.
Oh, that's.
I think that they made them.
But it's on Twitter.
No, it looks like
it is. Of course it's real.
Yeah, that was actually the animation.
It looks like it's real. No one is saying.
Pouring all over people.
I thought that was a joke that someone photoshopped.
No.
Well, it's not real in the sense of there's not real slime on the stage.
No, I mean,
it's graphic.
I'm saying I thought a fan made the graphic and not the actual broadcast.
I see. No. And then here is. Is this to get like kids to understand football?
Yes.
Fucking indoctrination.
they're cracking up laughing too. They announced, "Oh, young Sheldon, oof, oh boy."
Right.
They don't like. Do we really need 8-year-olds to get pumped up for like gigantic steroid people smashing each other in the head and giving each other CTE?
Yeah,
we need a new generation of kids willing to get CTE. This is how you reel them in.
Pay for football.
Yeah, it's fair. All right, so let's listen to this audio again. We don't have to.
Anybody who's watching that Nickeldonian for the game needs their head examined. The girl, when the Bear dropped the touchdown in the end zone, said, oh, almost, almost. This is the NFL. Almost. I mean, that's not the response you want. That Nickeldonian thing I could not get into. Oh, go ahead. What else? Number three.
Go ahead. What else? All right, then he tries to say chutzpah. Chutzpah, which means have a little balls.
The nerve.
Oh, the nerve. You're right. It means nerve.
Anybody who's watching that Nickeldonian for the game needs their head.
What's going on here? It's the same link?
It's right under.
Stand by.
Can you think of what would be a worse network for the NFL to be on than Nickelodeon? Oxygen? Like what?
Hallmark?
Hallmark?
Anything?
Lifetime Movie Network?
Yeah.
HGTV.
Well, at least it's a field with grass.
The Food Channel?
Yeah. Well.
Nat Geo? Bigfoot comes out?
C-SPAN? You've called the Democrats.
Anything you want about the NFL, he knew for 2 days. They had everything set up to go pull the carpet out from under the NFL and all the folks who went down to Atlanta. And even Hugh Jackson, who didn't go to the workout. It is incredible. It's the chutzpah to do that and the disgrace to do that to people is you can't even support it. I mean, when you
can't. The chutzpah.
The chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
I want to do my C-SPAN joke.
The chutzpah to do that.
You've called the Democrat line. What do you think about Derrick Henry's touchdown run? Caller.
the chutzpah to do that. And it is.
The chutzpah to tell that C-SPAN joke.
Yeah. I'm so political. I'm very divisive.
Chris Russo, we could all agree, is a globalist, right?
Yeah. If not, we can just pretend. We need to string him up on something. John Schaefer, you have my solidarity if you go and make an enemy out of Chris Russo. Oh, shit, was that sedition? Sorry. No, I don't mean violence. Just go yell at him or something.
And before we wind things down, I do want to say that this show is in tribute to Sheldon Adelson's rotting corpse. May he rot in hell.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Do you think him and Alexi Leho are hanging out?
Oh, come on.
What? It was very
no.
close together.
Alexi Leho only hangs out with cool people, and dead people
like
don't
us.
Hang out. They're dead. They're done.
But
there's no afterlife.
But he died too. Doesn't that like change his stance on hanging out with dead people?
I'm saying dead people don't hang out. There's no afterlife.
Oh.
They cease to be.
Is that all the 12 virgins they're supposed to get?
72 virgins.
Oh.
Well, times are tough.
Right. It's cut back.
They had to downsize.
Well, wouldn't
Congress
more
hasn't passed that stimulus check.
Oh.
I feel like more people are dying. That means it's more populated in the afterlife, though. Wouldn't there be more virgins?
Right. Less virgins to go around. Right. That's my
always
theory.
Make more.
Yeah. Are the virgins in the afterlife like real people that died, or are they like a construct that God makes for you to reward you in heaven?
I assume they're a construct, because if they're also people that died, then do the virgins also get virgins? It would be a never-ending loop.
Well, maybe the virgins. Well, you have to die a martyr. It's not just anybody that dies.
Oh.
But maybe the virgins are in hell. Like that's their hell. And you're
they didn't give it up while they were alive?
Well, maybe they just, those are the bad people that happen to be virgins.
No, I want to think that if you didn't you didn't fuck when you were young, then you'd go to hell.
Well, no, but not for that. But maybe you also ran someone over with a car or something.
You tell me, Noah. Oh, so if you're like a 15-year-old who just drove recklessly but hadn't fucked yet.
Yes. Or a 25-year-old. Doesn't have to be a 15.
But 25, if you're a 25-year-old virgin, nobody wants you in the afterlife.
Oh,
something's clearly wrong with you.
I got you.
You want good virgins. You know what?
Oh, my God. Where is this going?
Good virgins.
Well, people who will definitely get like 72 virgins when they die
if
are our top live cast fans of the week.
Guest and do guest.
Oh, no. He was
and how could you be a top Livecast fan of the week? You can be one by going to our Patreon, patreon.com/Metal Injection Livecast. Be a Livecast patriot. Spend $17.76, or really $10, or $10, and you get a shout out at the end of the show. Here are our patriotic top Livecast fans of the week. Eric Rabba, Ganu Shake, Justin, Benjamin L. Duderino, Dan R. Mindy Mayers, Kippa, Cross Destroyer, Yasim, Yasianiet, Gender Shasur Sasusit, Lockroy, the crustacean, Sensei, Shun, a.k.a. Godstomper, Ash Batilov, Dallas Rob of Vampiro, Shane Hugo, likes tacos, Elando Danks, Perilous Patches, Douglas, who are you, Levison?
Hey. I have a question. Are we going to get kicked off of YouTube for that, for the copyright infringement?
Oh, it's open source, baby.
S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-E.
That worked out so great. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to our patrons. Thank you to our longtime listeners. You can listen to all of our episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. All of our archives are absolutely free. Thank you for all your support. We'll be back next week from sea to shining sea. That was great.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I can't believe that worked
great.
Out. I can't believe like the timing worked out of it. I just started doing it. And I'm like, oh, this is doable.
Props to not getting thrown off by the Russian text. Or
oh, yeah. I could read words with four or less characters in them pretty quickly.
Rob, can you put the Patreon episode in Dropbox? I don't think I.
Oh yeah.
Today.
Yeah. I'll put both of them right now.
You could just do them both.
I'll put it in right now, actually, just so you could.
Put it in, baby.
Oh, I forgot to mention something on the show, which I should say next week. I tested positive for COVID-19.
Whoa!
What?
It's already gone. I'm already negative.
Wait, when did you?
How did that happen?
How were you positive?
I don't know. I'm the most meticulous, careful person. I think my mother might have given it to me. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth to get her to come in and wash her hands, and she touches things, you know.
You ever so sick?
I had like a common cold for like a.
Oh, you were sick, like for the Jeopardy thing.
Jeopardy, yeah. That for that day and like maybe a day and a half, I was a little ill, and I said I should go test myself just to see, and I tested positive, and my mother also tested positive.
Wow. Was she ever sick?
She's sick?
No, she didn't get sick at all because she's over 62 or whatever, and they gave her antibodies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she didn't get anything. She like, they wouldn't give that to me because I'm not in a risk group right now. She got the antibodies. She hasn't even had a sniffle.
Congratulations, Jaron. Now you don't need the vaccine. You're all vaccinated.
That's how it works. You get 3 months of immunity, and then you can catch it again.
Oh, really? I thought it was just you just have the antibodies.
Definitely. You have antibodies, but the
they don't last forever.
I didn't realize like it's only temporary.
I'm more worried about but my doctor told me this is kind of bullshit. They like there's a lot of scare articles that say that they're studying whether you can have like long-term effects of like, you know, your heart stops, your heart gets weakened or your lungs or your like neurological systems can get higher risk for neurological disorders. They said there's no, like, that's just people fear mongering. Like, there's no actual study done. And he also said you barely had it. Like, it's like it went in and out of your body and you're not sick at all. So, like, don't worry about it. Like, you have to really have a bad case of it to get
Yeah, it depends on your immune system, it seems like. Because, like, I know people that have got it, and, like this one person I know had their herpes flare up, like, and it just they broke out on their entire, on all their lips. And they never had a breakout. That's how they learned they had herpes, because they never had a breakout before.
That's terrible. It's like, I feel like I had no life this whole time. Like, I go out, I walk.
You could have been partying in Miami.
I know, right? I fucking got it anyway. Like, I was so careful. It's like, it pisses me off. It's also probably living in Jewland doesn't help either. Like, going in and out of this building, man, they just don't ever wear a fucking mask. Ever. Like, 90% of this building doesn't wear a mask. I'll talk about it on the show if you all want.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
Or maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Whatever you think is better. Since I'm over it already anyway. There's not really much of a story to it. I got ill for like 36 hours and not even that bad. Like, I mean, that during the show it was bad, and like the few, like 5 hours after, then I went to sleep and I woke up.
When did you get your negative result though?
Yesterday. But I took the test like a week ago. But my first test was on December 28th. And I didn't get it for like 6 days, and then it was positive, but that by then I already had no symptoms.
Hold on, I want to look at my calendar, see how many days that is. And then the next test that you took was negative after that.
Yep, my doctor cleared me to go outside and not do it even before I took the test. He's like, yeah,
wow, so that's interesting. So in like a week.
Well, I probably had it before I took the test also. You said the guideline now is 8 to 9 days. That's when they tell you if you don't have any symptoms, you can stop quarantining.
Good. Well, thank goodness you were
good.
And didn't need a respirator or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
All righty. See you guys next week. Okay. I put the bonus in the Dropbox already, so if you want to start on that.
Excellent.
You can upload, and it'll probably take like 20 minutes or so to render the video or the audio, all of it. I'll text you.
Okay.
All right,
sounds
bye.
Good. Bye.